Disclaimer, we are strictly entertainers and not medical professionals or any type of experts on any topics discussed in this episode. Some of the ideas mentioned in this episode are strictly theory and not by any means fact. Please listen to the professionals and do your own research with credible sources such as the World Health Organization or the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Thank you and enjoy the podcast. Hello and welcome to the Eastern Indian Films Podcast, first episode via Discord. I'm here with Jacob, Nate, Sweet Dog, Jordan,
Howdy.
Myself, Easton, and hopefully Noah will be joining us at some point in the episode, but he is not currently here.
That is a no.
Oh,
yeah, it's unfortunate.
We are here due to the coronavirus. We were not able to meet in person, so we are doing this over Discord, which has been the main method of communication between us this whole time. Just to give you some insight on what happened to our last episode, it got removed for copyright because we did the Ryan Garcia fight. So that's why that isn't there anymore.
Wait, what?
Yeah, remember
did you put it on there?
Yeah. Yeah, I put
you showed
up,
you clips?
Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah, so
that actually sucks.
Now we know not to do that anymore.
So to whoever tried to take down the video, you can do me a favor and
Wow.
That coronavirus is our first topic that we have today.
Seems like it's all we talk about.
Hopefully.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is kind of the only thing that's in the news nowadays. It's getting pretty serious, though. When we did the last episode, we touched on it, but that day we had just gotten released from school for what we thought was going to be a two-week break. And now we're in a bit of a way bigger situation than we ever expected. And just to let you know, if you are confused, we have some advisory information in the description for all y'all listeners, if you guys are lost. How is everyone's quarantine going?
Chilling.
Sucks.
It's alright.
Alright?
Yeah, just been hanging out, man.
I kind of expected this quarantine I'd get away from you f***ers, but apparently not.
Oh my goodness!
That was pretty early. That's pretty early.
Family friendly, not so friendly podcast. Family friendly, not so friendly.
Listen, this is our Discord. We have no filter in here.
It is.
Like, at all.
It is.
Ever.
Stuffed
it's
gang.
Bad. Really bad.
Yeah. No rules. No rules. Except for the rules that I added.
That is true, yes.
Which we don't even follow anyway.
Yeah,
the first rule is no swing dog. That's the first rule.
Definitely.
I think the best rule is no loitering. No loitering rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was made for yours truly, Easton. Well, actually, that's not how that works. Works.
I have a bad habit of not hanging up. I just deafen and mute myself and then leave. And then
it's a bad habit. It's just a habit that you just cannot stop for some reason. Even after
Big thank you to Craig for doing the recording.
Yes, thanks, Craig. Craig is.
Good old Craig.
Good made this Craig. Possible. A sponsor.
Yep.
No.
No, we're not sponsored.
me and Craig go way back.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dang.
Still waiting for
Never met Craig.
Our company to get back on us about the sponsorship. What was the water company again?
HVAC.
Get back on.
I think I still have. I think I still have one. Actually,
I still have the box.
I never got to try it again. Trust me, after the first time, I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. Did you try it the first time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did try it for.
I didn't try it the second time. I didn't have the redemption.
Oh, the redemption.
I forgot about that.
That wasn't one of our best podcast episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Because the two stars of the show weren't in it, me and Jacob.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, I don't know.
Jacob.
We weren't invited. No.
Yeah, for real, guys.
Sporty,
words can hurt.
I thought you had football.
Okay. I did. But
not only can words hurt, but they can kill.
But I got out early.
You know, Jacob, you were welcome, but you can't drive still, so.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Shade
room. We actually had Easter in quarantine, which there was our first major holiday. Which I guess was our first like major holiday in quarantine. So how'd that affect you guys' Easter?
Oh, it didn't really.
It just, I mean, I wasn't at my grandparents' house, which is a little different, but
Same food. Yeah. Yeah, what are you not eating food?
Never. I'm eating Swedish fish right now.
I just had a pack of food.
Is that what that is?
Diabetes. I can hear you getting fatter.
No, that's Panalone.
At least I put myself on, like, Panalone
is the epitome of social distancing. He's literally 6 feet wide.
This is coming from random.
Hey.
The lag saved us there.
I know, Milt.
What?
The lag saved us there.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say something that wasn't very nice at all.
Yeah.
The lag saved you
from an untimely roasting.
Alright guys, we're back from a brief intermission. And we got Noah here now.
What's up guys? Long time no see. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Jake, I just need to let you know I've missed you the absolute least.
Do you like my profile picture?
Oh no, it's good to be back.
Jacob.
Noah, how's your quarantine going?
Quarantine's good. In my opinion, yeah, I'm just ready. Really ready for things to go back to normal. I think it's just stupid. I don't know. Yeah. My life has actually been pretty busy with all the like music stuff I still do for church on the live streams and work and online school, which is really weird and crazy. So I'm keeping myself busy.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same boat. I think we'll be back to normal probably somewhat soon.
I don't think it's ever going to be back to normal anytime soon. But we're
actually a document saying that they might do intermittent social distancing till 2022.
Yeah, I mean,
let me see if I can find it. It was a document.
Yeah, first, let's just get past this stay at home order. I just hope that doesn't.
I'm done with that.
Because right now it's like April 30th, but knowing Pennsylvania, I don't know what they're going to do, man. If they extend it, I hope, like,
yeah. Knowing Tom Wolf, he probably would.
The thing is, it'll be extended, but we won't, like, it'll just be to, like, really shut everything down.
Oh, yeah. Problem with this virus is everyone says one thing, but then, like, the opposite happens.
Well, did you hear that now you can't go out in a public place without wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Right now you have to. Yeah.
I think it's starting. It starts now, maybe, but because
it's already started in like California and stuff like that.
I'm still working right now, and the new policy is no mask, no service.
Yeah,
that's.
I think I'm surprised that grocery store employees weren't wearing masks to begin with. Like this whole thing that baffled me.
Oh, sorry. No, I was gonna say not to get too much off the cuff here, but like just to like put it in perspective. I mean, Virginia's got like their stay-at-home order to like beginning of June.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's because no one's faulting. Like grocery store workers, they thought, oh, they'll be in the back room. They won't. They'll like be, you know, stocking. They won't really be coming into contact with people. And then they realize like if you're just talking to someone, you can get it. So it's a customer asking where something is in an aisle can spread that virus, and that's how like serious it is.
Yeah, I always thought that you guys should wear masks and like latex gloves or something.
We do now. Like we
that's what That's how it is. Yeah, that's how it is at Chick-fil-A. Yeah, anybody who's like anybody who were like coming into contact with a guest, like you got to wear a mask and gloves and wash. Like everything's gone up to like
left.
Anyways, yeah, man, we're still open. It's just drive through and curbside order, so I'm definitely grateful to still be able to work. Yeah.
Unfortunately, luckily, I'm not working anymore.
Yeah, luckily it's like those are some of the low risk places. So not low, sorry, lower risk. They're not as high as like actual like hospitals and like.
Well, yeah, and we can stay open. I mean, technically, we are considered a life essential business, or like essential to sustaining life kind of business, because technically, you know, people rely on, you know, that food aspect. You know, some people like solely rely on, like, just restaurants like that, or even just, you know, fast food in general.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked only one day when it was considered like a threat in the United States before they closed our store down. But then what we had to do, this was like back in like mid-March. It was right before St. Patrick's Day. It was that weekend. And between every customer that I rung up, I would have to like take like a Clorox wipe and wipe down the whole computer, Alice and the keyboard, and Lysol the whole desk, and yeah, we didn't do doorknobs though, which I thought was a little weird. I thought that was because that's probably the thing that people touch most.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm gonna send some. I found it. It's I couldn't remember. There was an actual like document talking about it, but like if you look it up, like there's just tons of like researchers like looking into it, saying they're gonna have to be like social distancing, like kind of to like 2022.
Yeah, well, they think that another one's coming next year, like one that's like not as severe, but
they're saying that it might concept. Like mutate.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. It definitely will. It's a virus, so it definitely will mutate. It's just the question is, it isn't like, is it going to? It's like, how bad is it going to?
And I heard it could be worse than what it is now.
Well, that's the thing. It could be worse. It could be not as bad. That's how unpredictable it is.
See, I've also heard about the theory of herd immunization, where everyone just comes back together, the virus will mutate, and then people will most likely be like immune to it.
The problem is since it's a virus, like it's not like the flu, and it's such a dangerous virus that's just a big risk. Because it's like, if you get everyone together, like people with pre-existing conditions are at such a big risk. So that's just like something first. And then it's like, if it mutates into it, like if the way it spreads mutates, it could just spread so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
But like herd immunity is like, it's been proven to be useful in other cases. Like the common cold, like if everyone's like isolated when they have the common cold, like getting it was such a rare occurrence, that'd be different. But like because like, you catch the cold maybe like twice a year, you're like, you know, you always get over it.
Yeah. But yeah, with herd immunity. Herd immunity, that would like, I mean, people with pre-existing conditions would pretty much, it's a gamble, so
that's what I'm
you don't really don't know what you're doing when you do that. Well,
because like you can't predict like the flu. It's taken so if the flu is like it's not as bad of a virus like this. We can't really still predict how it's going to mutate yet. Like we've only seen one strain. Next year it could be a different strain.
Yeah. Now, do you believe what? So, what do you believe is the origin of the coronavirus? Oh, it's definitely.
Can I chime in here? Say, I've been kind of waiting to say. Yeah. Obviously, be smart, you know, follow like CDC guidelines. But I mean, I'm telling you guys, there's been so much false information on China's part because, you know, you can't really trust China. Like, it obviously, what I believe happened is what's really been surfacing.
They're blaming the U.S. for it.
That came out of what, I forget the name of the lab, but it's
Wuhan lab or something
right
like that.
By that wet market where they claimed the coronavirus to have come from. Out of that wet market, out of, you know, some they buy like interviews of like some people that work there. But I believe that it actually, you know, it was done in that kind of like the whatever it is that, like, I'm not remembering the name of it. It's like that disease facility. It's like in Wuhan. It's like one of the only ones in China.
Well,
I heard they're testing bats in the lab. And then I heard it escaped somehow.
One thing we all need to remember is that even though, yes, there's like doing research on biological weapons and stuff, that has technically not stopped any country. Like, you can do biological research on dangerous viruses.
And I'm not saying that. And also, too, they've gotten so many, like code violation. Like, there have been problems with that specific lab before for how they handle things and, like, how poorly they treat things. And actually, back 2 years ago, a lot of politicians were worried about some kind of virus or something breaking out of that lab because of all the problems that were wrong with it. It's actually kind of ironic to see.
The thing is, the whole focus is on the U.S. right now, just because, like, China is such a different government because, like, you can literally force people to stay inside. The U.S. can't really.
Dude, there was a guy, like, one of the first scientists out of, like, China to, like, speak out for, like, what the real truth is. I mean, well, he's gone. I think I'm pretty sure they killed him, actually.
He posted a picture over social media, they took it down, and then he disappeared.
And that's crazy. That's the thing is, like, they can do that. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they can. Like, who's gonna stop them? Like, the government is doing that. Like, the social media, like, they can take that down. I mean, obviously, like, the kidnapping or whatever, the removal of the person.
Government is on top of everything. There is everything is censored, and what China wants you to see, and what they want you to believe.
Well, that's what the thing though right now is doing. That allows them to really shift to, because right now the U.S. you see U.S. cases popping up. Most cases now, like, deaths are rising. It allows them to puts into perspective. It allows them to look like they're, like, getting handled.
Yeah.
When you know,
like,
mm-hmm.
I don't like to, like, go crazy on conspiracy theories I don't know too much about, but I will say, did you guys notice how prepared China was for it ahead of time?
Well, I think it's...
Well, they knew about it. They knew about it, and then they waited to tell us about it.
I mean, you heard the reports. Like, remember a couple weeks ago, they were, like, reported a day with not one coronavirus case, and I was just kind of like,
it's already on its way out over there.
Well, it is. It is. And you know what? Like,
I think so. What I was saying is, like, the government can literally force them to stay inside. So, like, if you have it, you can't just go get tested like you can here. Like, you can go to the hospital. There, there are people outside with megaphones and, like, military officers forcing them to stay inside.
I'm not remembering the name of that lab, but basically, basically what the government is actually planning to do is, I know they're planning to look into it and basically get answers. I mean, we deserve answers. I mean, we've been getting all this false crap about, you know, coming, like, all this false information about where it's come from and how it originated and how it got over. So, you know, I think we deserve real answers. That's all I mean. You know, that's all I'm saying.
All right, we're going to have to find it for ourselves.
I think what we should be focused on is not finding an answer about where it came from. It's just right now stopping it. Like,
yeah.
That's what the big thing with the shutdown and stuff is like slowing that.
Yeah. There's more, you know, there's important things we need to focus on. I think it's one of them. I feel like, you know, about when, I know how, like, many countries, you know, they're trying, I think we should focus on, how it come away, open back up the country as soon as possible. I feel like states should have, you know, that power to, like, you know, obviously, some states have way less or more cases than others. They're dealing with it different ways. There's more outbreaks in different places. And I feel like we should be able to kind of facilitate how we open back up the country. I want to go back to like normal life and back to normal work and everything. I think a lot of people are getting so fed up with, I feel like a lot of the coronavirus, like obviously be smart and it's a real thing going on right now. I just feel like in some places, there is some over exaggeration about it.
But
at the same time, you gotta be smart, you gotta be healthy, you know, we gotta follow.
I think it's better to over exaggerate about it than to, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't wanna underestimate the danger of it.
Right now, what U.S. hospitals are doing is, if there is a death that it may not even be related to COVID, they're still counting it as COVID.
Well, you know, hospitals around here, too. There's hospitals that are empty. Do you know how they're, like, pushing this whole, you know, the hospitals are all filled up? I mean, well, obviously, in New York, it's, like, a little bit you know, different situation, but it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, well, the obviously the count is not always right, but it's also it's like the problem is like there's just so much stuff happening in hospitals that it's not like they're purposely like saying like if someone comes in with like maybe like maybe they like have just taken, you know, a hit to the head and maybe they've passed, you know. It's not always communicated well, and someone thinks, okay, they passed from corona, put that on a count. Like, there's so much chaos in hospitals now.
Yeah, I think the important thing to remember is just kind of listen to the professionals and remember that in due time we'll be back to our normal lives.
Yeah,
and also just to kind of throw another thing in there, don't use us as a credible source of like information. We're just this is entertainment strictly.
Yeah,
this
one thing is just it's like check,
make your own opinions. Do your research. Know your facts. Make your
before people go and like try and find out where it came from. Like focus on looking at CDC protocols. You know, all the organizations that are telling you how to stay safe, and make sure you're staying safe before you do anything. Like that's the biggest thing. Talk to a medical professional. Don't look on YouTube about it, you know.
We have some links in the description for CDC and World Health Organization information.
I totally agree. Also with that, you know, too, don't give in to like, you know, if there's this pressure, like don't, no reason to overreact. Just be wise, be smart, stay healthy, stay safe minds, and we'll get through it. You know,
it's stuff like, you know, use your common sense. Like if you don't need to go to the store, don't risk that for yourself. You know, like you keep yourself out of as much of the way of it as you can.
Yeah.
Call your doctor first. Speak to a medical professional. Yeah. I agree, Jacob.
I'd say try calling them before just showing up, unless it's like an emergency.
That's the thing that places burden on hospitals. Anyone that thinks they have it just shows up. When you can do video calls and stuff with doctors now, doctors are available. Yeah. Some doctors will even do house calls. They'll come to your house, and if you think they have it, they can come house test you.
There are websites that you can do literally like a chat, like an online chat with a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's resources for you where you don't have to show up in an area where you're exposed to it.
That's another thing. Like if you just think you have it, talk with a doctor first, because you don't want to go into a hospital where you could catch it there.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's actually a good segue into the next topic I have here, which is quarantine and coronavirus life hacks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, do you guys have any that you figured out? Like, ways of keeping safe or just keeping your life going during these times of being locked down?
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Swing Dog does it about 45 times a day. Like
Approximately.
Yeah, you're
keep active if at all possible.
That's another thing with the safety thing is like you're allowed outside technically for physical exercise. Like, and if you have a treadmill, I say use the treadmill, stay inside as much as you can. But you know, if you go out to do physical exercise, make sure you're staying 6 feet away from anyone. Like, don't go out somewhere where you don't, like, don't drive to some populated area to do like run, you know, run around your house.
Yeah. Me,
keep it.
Yeah. Me and my sister have been running, but we go to like roads that now our town has a lot of these, but roads that don't have too much car traffic, especially during these times.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, there are a decent amount of other people there, but you just gotta keep your distance from them, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, and go to run to the other side of
the road. Yeah, when I'm running behind someone, usually I'll get out on the road and then I'll run past him.
Yeah, switch side of the roads if you need to. Yeah, I miss it. And another thing is like
just be sure to look both ways before you do that.
Yeah, and like make sure you're doing this all at a reasonable. Don't be out like after you should be. I think it's, what is it here? 8 p.m. You're not allowed to be out afterwards, technically.
Oh, really? I didn't
know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I actually had an incident where I was getting off work, and this is back when we closed at 9. So I think the curfew was like 8. So we closed at 9. So the cops were already out, you know, going through the area. And me and a friend that also works there, we were inside for like maybe 15, 30 minutes afterwards talking, and we went out to our cars and we were just sitting there. We were kind of like talking or chatting, and a cop actually like pulled up behind us and just kind of looked at us, and we like waved, and you know, we let him know like we were going back, but like you don't want to risk anything because, you know, they're fining people a good bit for being out.
Yeah. See, what I would say is I'm going to my grandparents. Mm-hmm. What I would say is I'm going to help my grandparents. And I would actually drive there.
Yeah, say don't lie to the cops, but like if you're out, like, you know, if you were out doing something, well, especially you could just say you're going home, like you came, or like I would say that would be better, like, but
yeah,
you
know, that
was like you would just say like I'm going home, I was, you know, somewhere, like, and like just you know, but you don't, yeah, like if you're gonna go on a run, don't do it like 8 o'clock because a cop could pull up and like ask you to go home or like ask why you're there. And I don't think you want to ride in the back of a cop car to your house. I don't.
Yeah.
Not the move.
No. But yeah, and also, you know, daylight is also good. Get outside during the day. Yeah, that's another thing is like, yeah, try not to like go out into public places, but like go in your own backyard, get some sunlight.
Like you don't even have to, like, ideally go outside, but like you don't even have to actually go outside. Like I open my window.
Yeah, say open up some windows. Helps. Yeah, definitely.
That also helps.
Get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Pick up some hobbies, you know.
Something my family's been doing during this whole coronavirus thing is if you get takeout, like if you get pizza, for example, we take it and then we put it in the oven. And depending on what it is, you might put it in the microwave, but like for pizza, you put it in the oven for like a couple more minutes. So that way, any like virus that could potentially be on
there. Yeah, any germs. And like, yeah, when you, I don't know if you know, you're going to keep the box or you're just going to like put it on a tray or something. But like, if you're using the box, you know, wipe it down, you know.
See, what I would just do is wash my hands after even touching that box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
yeah. Whenever we have like one person.
Yeah, whenever you're touching something, just wash the, wash the box.
My mom is the only one to go to the stores in this whole household. See, that's one thing. You don't want too many people going out to places too much.
Exactly, yeah.
Try to limit it.
Yeah. I had to drive my mom to the doctor the other day for unrelated reasons. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have the coronavirus, but and I remember I was driving home after I dropped her off, and I was just thinking, this is my first time alone in the car in over a month.
Oh. I just saw an article, by the way. Chinese epicenter Wuhan raises number of coronavirus deaths by 50%. So I guess they updated the numbers. Maybe they're a little more accurate now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the best thing for us to do, us and for the viewers to do, is just, unless we have world leaders watching, which I don't think we do. I think the best thing for us to do is stay home. And just help flatten the curve so we can get back to normal as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because the sooner we get rid of it, the sooner we'll be back to normal.
It was her 1-year-old son's birthday, and there was about, like, people. There was, like, 20 parents, and then there was, like, 10 or, you know, 10, 15 kids. Like, another, like, other 1-2-year-olds at this party, and the cops came and broke it up. And, like, at first I thought, like, it's just a birthday party. And then I realized, like, that number of like infants, that could be very dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what people are considering. They're like, oh, wouldn't get it. Like, you put that many people together, you're putting very young children at risk.
Yeah, it's just that attitude of, oh, it won't happen to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. On Easter, me and my family went out and we started walking around downtown at the town we live in that I won't mention. And, there were cops everywhere because it was Easter, so they kind of expected, you know, people would be, you know, gathering up with their family or whatever. but there were cops everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I saw 3 cops driving home from work tonight in a 10-minute drive. I was pulling out of the parking lot from where I work. There was one. He was actually behind me. When I made a left up onto a different road, the other cop drove by. He drove by me. He went straight. I made a left. And then about a minute later, another cop was in front. Like, I caught, there was another cop in front of me. And then as I was going straight, I was still behind this cop. And then one crossed up on a road ahead of us. They're out very late now.
Yeah.
That's the scariest thing, I think, if you're out. Like, I don't know about any of you, but like, since I work and I work till when I drive home, like out past the curfew, it's always scary seeing 1 or 2 cops and you think, oh, they're gonna pull me over.
Yeah.
I remember when I worked till 9, because we close at 8 now, but when it was like 9, there was no one on the road. Like, like you would see maybe one other car. Like you don't want everything to be like all shut down and locked down. So you go out when you can, but like you should only go out when you.
Yeah. Like you can go outside for a walk or a run or something like that, as long as you keep your distance from other people and go somewhere where it's not crowded. But like, don't go to Walmart for the sake of going to Walmart.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I have no issue. I have no issue with people being out, right? Like I don't have a problem with people driving anywhere. But like as long as you're not just going to Walmart for the hell of. If you're going,
apparently a lot of people are bringing their children in the Walmart too.
Well, yeah. there's no reason
for your entire family to go grow up.
It's only acceptable like if you can't like just leave your 2-year-old kid at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But like, if you have a like you, your spouse, your 7 kids of like varying ages,
yeah,
like
varying fathers. What?
Oh yeah, that and I think that's also just something that is like it's like the thing for like that people are trying to still hang on is like family growth. You can take your kids. So today I saw two, say they were probably 11 years old. But speaking of Noah, they actually had a certain mask on from where you work. So the one kid ran by me, he said, "Look at this, a blank mask, you know, from where you work." And I was like, "Oh, that's interesting." But there were these two kids just running through the store. And I was like, "Why did, like, these kids are obviously old enough to be at home. And, like, why are they here, you know?" And I think it's also just like people are like, "Oh, I don't want to waste the gas and go home, take my kids home, and then like just why not bring them in?" It's like, well, the one kid didn't even have a mask on, the other did, and I was just
I think if kids are acting up, they should be kicked out, like them and their parents, and then they can tell the parents, "If you want to come back later, dress yourself, you can."
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I think that's the thing that was like, because like I know some stores are doing like senior shopping hours, so like all the seniors can go in. So like the old people aren't like in mix with like the younger people who could have it and not be showing it as much. Yeah. Because I actually watched an interview that someone did. A guy was interviewing. You see that like Snapchat story with like Ross Smith and his grand, like the grandma, the really cool one that like does all like the stuff.
You know,
like the granny that does all like the fireworks.
Yeah, I forget what it's called.
I was watching the interview he did. The guy, I think, was Ross Smith. He has a Snapchat story, but he did one with his friends who had it. And the one guy, he got over it in 2 days. He said he didn't feel that bad. He got over it in 2 days. You know, he just thought he was sick or something.
And it's gangster granny.
Gangster granny. Yeah. And his girlfriend was taking care of him, and she got it, and she had it for she felt for 16 days.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the story of a lot of people who had it before it was like a huge story, so they didn't realize what they got, and turned out later that's what they had.
Yeah, so that's the thing though, is like some people are literally like they're asymptomatic, they don't show any symptoms of it. They have it, they get over it, and they never knew that.
Yeah, like I know.
And that's that's what I think is crazy, is like, and especially that, like, because like I feel like that's a good way to reach is for people to reach somehow, like a lot of like people that have Snapchat stories or like YouTube influencers, like they can show, like they know, like some people, like that guy, he knew two people that had it, and one of them, again, they thought it was the flu, they were over it in 2 days, and then his fiance. Girlfriend got it for 16 days and she can't taste. I think she couldn't taste it. Like it's something with her taste buds, because doctors were saying that it changes your taste buds somehow.
I heard it's also now damaging your brain. I heard it's now doing brain damage in some cases.
I think that's
not good.
Like, pre-existing. Like I think it depends on like the person.
Oh, is it like really old people, like 90s and stuff? Is it like people like that?
Yeah, they won't know any better.
Yeah, if you actually look up coronavirus or COVID-19, it says it affects different people. Can I please get a waffle? What is this waffle thing I'm hearing? Anyways, when you look it up, it says like it affects different people in different ways.
Yeah. I'm confused. What's going on?
I'm very confused
as
well.
What? Who even is that?
Well, guys, yeah, actually, Swing Dog, I know you you're right. It's
waffle thing, or was that just me?
Swing Dog.
Oh my God, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, continue. Yeah, maybe you guys me like. Yeah, I don't know who that was. To be honest with you, did you guys hear about waffles? Who said that?
Swing Dog.
What?
Remember how you were actually, wait, did you get, anyone know Carl Anthony Towns, big basketball player?
I couldn't even hear you
do you guys know Carl Sporey? I know you would know Carl Anthony Towns, basketball player for Minnesota.
His mom,
it affected her. They had to put her into a medically induced coma, and she actually passed recently.
Oh, I heard about that. Oh, yeah.
Dang. That sucks.
Yeah, like some people are having to put in comas, some it's affecting the brain.
Yeah. Yeah, I know New York's like having a horrible time getting enough ventilators for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're slammed right now.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures of the cities? Like New York and LA and stuff, like completely empty.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cool. I saw something. It's like the thing New York never sleeps. Well, this is the time it needs to sleep. Like everyone needs to be inside as much as they can. There, it's such a crowded city too.
That's what Mark Norman said. It's a city that never sleeps. Right now, it's taking a nap.
Yeah, apparently, people walk down the streets and then there will be just like creepy music playing because there's like no one around. You just hear like music playing everywhere.
Well, it's because it's weird because it's like everything's still active in New York. Normally wouldn't hear half of it because there's so many people. Like, it's the buzz of New York. It's
crazy right now. And yeah, New York, yeah.
Because New York, you're walking around, you can't even hear the sound of your own cell phone sometimes because there's so many people.
Just in case you guys are lost about and have no idea what to do during these scary times, down in the description are links to the World Health Organization and the CDC. So you guys know from... No proper information and accurate information, at least we would hope, from real credible professionals, so you know what to do and how to keep yourself safe. Also, just in case, you know, this quarantine's giving you a rough, dark time, we do have, if worse comes to worse, some suicide prevention lifelines down in the description for you as well.
Just hit a fat nay-nay. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Just yeet.
Take a deep breath.
And yeet.
And if you're bored and you need somebody to talk to, we got the Corona Clan Discord server that a lot of us are in and then is open to you guys. The invite link will be in the description. If for some reason the link does not work for you, just leave a comment or DM me on Instagram and I'll get you an updated one. If you want to listen to some music, I have some Spotify playlists, Corona Classics and Corona Crank Up. Classics is kind of more chill vibe, and a lot of classic songs from the past century. And then Corona Crank Up is a lot more like louder, upbeat songs. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at EF_podcast. And then follow us on Twitter at EF_podcast_. And of course, if you're on YouTube, subscribe. And if you're listening on audio only, follow or subscribe or whatever they call it on whatever platform you're on. And whatever you do, never, ever, ever comment feedback or suggestions for future episodes. Check me out on YouTube at Easton Vlogs. Spory and Sweendog have new cover channels, so they'll be in the descriptions. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we will see you in the next episode. Bye.